Dr. Michael Barak. He's a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. And we're going to be talking about the relationships, the potential relationships between Lebanon and Israel. There's just one thorn in the side, that is Hezbollah. Dr. Michael Barak, thank you for being with us on Chai FM.
Thanks for having me. Shalom, everyone.
Dr. Barak, I'm just wondering, before we get into the subject that I had at hand, I've got a whole lot of Hebrew newspaper sources open in front of me. They talk about the killing of Ali Al-Laranjani, as well as the head of the Basij. They're talking about cluster bombs being fired in Israel. Just give us a sense, as South Africans listening to you this afternoon, what is going on right this moment? Are you guys okay? Have there been azakot? To what extent are you feeling retribution coming from Iran?
So thanks God, the IDF managed to give clear instructions for the civilians of Israel. So we are found near to a safe zone. So if the people, the citizens of Israel, will listen to these instructions, they guard their life. So there is no problem, except from, damaging of buildings or basements. But except from that, everything is fine. Today IDF published, I think 15 minutes ago, that tonight there is going to be escalation from Lebanon, and we saw that only also during the day there was also launching rockets from Iran to Israel. This is because IDF and the American troops managed to eliminate 400 Basij. Wow. Members, and also wow. Ali Al-Laranjani, yes. And the head of the Basij and the deputy. This is a damage in the reputation of Iran, and that's why they want to retaliate. Like, this is kind of a revenge, because they lost prominent leaders in Iran. And the Basij is very important, because the Basij, I don't know if the audience, the listener knows, but the Basij are perceived as one of the most important tenets and pillars of Iran. This is kind of popular militias that's supposed to monitor civilian society and to identify if there is any factor inside the Iranians that is able to incite against the regime, or to open a kind of not revolution, but a kind of protest against the Iranian regime. So by focusing and targeting the Basij, the main goal of Iran, of United States and Israel, is to give the maximum conditions for the civilians of Iran that don't like the Iranian regime to go out to the street without any fear that the Basij will kill them, because the Basij warned that if they will see any Iranian civilian in the street, they will kill him, murder him. So the main goal is now to reach to this momentum, to this time to give the civilians to go out and protest against the Iranian regime, and to capture the institutions of Iran. I don't know if it will work, but at least Israel and the United States are trying to help to the civilians of Iran to do that.
It must be very comforting if you're an Iranian citizen. You've just seen 30,000 of your own people massacred by your own regime. You're angry. You want to do something, but you're scared. I would imagine in the wake of attack like there was today, you're somehow feeling a little more supported by Israelis and Americans, and maybe feeling there could be some hope in terms of going onto the street and effecting some kind of regime change.
Yes, this is the hope, that there will be a regime change, that there will not be a fanatic Islamist regime that is responsible for murdering Iranians, not only in Iran, but also outside Iran, by murdering Kurds in Germany and other places in Europe, by cultivating proxies around the Middle East that are responsible for terrorism. We are talking about a global network that Iran cultivated for more than 40 years, not only in the Middle East, but also in Europe, also, by the way, in South Africa, and also in South America. And by striking the head of the octopusy, the head of this evil, the hope is that things will change for better, that this global terrorist network will diminished and will lose its power and will collapse eventually. And this is, and we are talking also bringing hope to the civilians of Iran. Most of the 100%. Iranians don't like the Iranian regime.
The problem
so
is,
I believe that by
it's got such an enormous population of 90 million people. So even if there are only 10 million people, which is quite of a small percentage, supporting the regime, unfortunately, it's still a large number of people.
There are more than 60% Iranians that don't like the regime, even more. This is like the estimations. If we're talking about the Basij, those popular militias, their number is estimated between. We have to see. We are in the middle of a historical moment, and we have to see what will happen in the near future. If those strikes in Iran will really bring a change in Iran.
Wow, Dr. Barak, I went completely off script because I was supposed to speak to you about Lebanon this afternoon. However, given the events of the past few hours ago, I felt compelled to talk to you about current events. I'm wondering in the 2-3 minutes that remain, if we can just turn our attention to Lebanon and what the Israelis are hoping to achieve by their, in inverted commas, their limited operation. Is it in fact a limited operation, or is there something bigger going on?
Okay, this is, as I said, this is an historical moment, not only in Israel history, but also in the region. If we will remove one and for all the danger, the threat of Hezbollah from the north on the people of Israel, this will bring good for Israel. We cannot live anymore, coexist with Islamist fanatic Shia organization that wants to destroy Israel. And we saw that Hezbollah unfortunately chose to align with Iran, ambitions to eliminate the state of Israel. Right now, the maneuver, the military campaign of Israel in Lebanon, aims to maintain or aims to prevent from Hezbollah to attack the towns of Israel. Israel is also trying to convince the Lebanese government to negotiate with Israel and to make and to fulfill its obligation to disarm Hezbollah. And Hezbollah, of course, doesn't interest in disarming themselves. If you read the El Akhbar, a daily newspaper in Lebanon, which is identified with Hezbollah, they describe the war with Israel as existential threat. In other words, Hezbollah thinks that if he will disarm himself, he will lose not only his power, but he will lose the Shia community in South Lebanon will be exposed to threats from example, not only from Israel, but also from Muhammad al-Julani. We have to remember that Muhammad al-Julani actually also in the last weeks, he concentrated a huge amount of troops in the Lebanese-Syrian border, and Hezbollah is very afraid that Muhammad al-Julani is going also to invade into Lebanon and to massacre the Shia population. So Hezbollah is very afraid from this scenario.
That's really fascinating.
So Israel is trying to convince the Lebanese government to have a Shia representative in the negotiation team, in order, because what is the main obstacle? The main obstacle right now that we cannot find, not the Lebanese government, not Israel, not United States, not France, we cannot find a Shia representative. If there will be a Shia representative inside the negotiation team, that means that we can find an alternative, Shia alternative to Hezbollah. Nabi Berri, the head of Amal, who is an ally of Hezbollah, I think he is the address. If he will understand that if there will not be any Shia representative inside this negotiation team, a Shia one, then we have to make him understand that the Shia population can lose a lot. So the obstacle right now is to bring a Shia representative to the negotiation team.
Dr. Barak, we're out of time. Thank you so much for your input this afternoon.